You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. I'm Katie Frankowitz. President Donald Trump has approved major disaster declarations for 7 states. That's according to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which made the announcement over the weekend. States including Oregon and Washington will get federal support for recovery needs. That includes areas in Oregon impacted by severe storms last December. Those storms brought flooding and landslides to several counties across the state. About 15 other states and tribes are waiting for answers on their requests. The announcement comes a few weeks into Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen's tenure. Mullen is aiming to speed up disaster response before the Atlantic hurricane season. The ongoing Homeland Security shutdown could affect FEMA's work. Its disaster relief fund is running low, and Trump hasn't approved hazard mitigation requests for more than a year. More than a third of Oregon students were chronically absent last year. That's the second highest rate among states that have posted attendance data. KLCC's Zach Ziegler reports on a University of Oregon study that looks at ways to increase attendance.
The UO's HEDCO Institute examined a larger analysis of 49 studies on chronic absenteeism and boiled the results down to 5 solutions: make curriculum more engaging, grow student relationships and mentoring, increase family connections with the school, message parents about attendance, and try more than one solution. The Institute's Elizabeth Day says reducing missed days has a large impact, and boiling down the available research could help.
Schools are so inundated with things to do. Maybe this is a light lift that could make a really big impact for students.
The larger analysis that the UO examined says there's a 70% chance that using the recommended approaches will reduce chronic absenteeism. I'm Zach Ziegler reporting.
Winter isn't over yet in parts of Oregon. A winter storm warning has been issued for the Oregon and Washington Cascades from Tuesday evening through early Thursday morning. Between 10 to 20 inches of snow and wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour are expected for elevations above 2,500 feet. The heaviest snow is expected late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Hannah Chandler Cooley, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Portland, said drivers should consider adjusting their plans if traveling the Cascade Passes.
So we are urging anybody that has travel plans over the Cascades Tuesday night through Wednesday to be prepared for hazardous weather conditions and driving conditions.
Chandler Cooley said that local roads above 2,500 feet could also be affected due to heavy snow. Drivers are advised to check road conditions from the Oregon Department of Transportation or Washington Department of Transportation and to monitor the latest forecasts from the National Weather Service. University of Washington astronomers recently published rare evidence of 2 planets colliding. As KNKX's Izzy Ross reports, that could help us understand how planets like Earth are created.
Andy Tsanidakis is a doctoral student in astronomy at UW. He spends a lot of his time studying strange stars. But data from a star about 11,000 light years away showed something especially odd.
While the visible light was actually slowly disappearing, in the infrared light, this source, this star, was actually getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And that was really cool.
He and his colleagues have a hypothesis. 2 planets collided in front of the star, blotting out the light, but emitting a lot of heat. Such an event is one theory for how planets like Earth are created.
We might be witnessing something that is very fundamental, one of the last pieces of the puzzle when it comes to assembling planets.
And that, Tsanidakis says, could ultimately help us understand how life begins. I'm Izzy Ross reporting.
You're listening to KMUN. I'm Katie Frankowitz. For the second time in less than a month, a dead gray whale washed up on the beach along the central Oregon coast on Sunday. KLCC's Brian Bayhuth reports.
According to Jim Rice, stranding program manager for the Marine Mammal Institute at Oregon State University, the 38-foot adult female had been dead for a couple days before washing ashore a few miles north of Yahats. The body was bloated but intact.
There are no obvious signs of trauma. So no obvious cause of death that's apparent right now. We are taking some samples from it today, and we will be back again tomorrow to collect some more samples from it.
Rice says the whale will be buried after the samples are collected. According to NOAA Fisheries, a warming ocean and associated shortage of food has caused hundreds of whale fatalities. Rice could not comment on the nutritional state of the dead whale, but suspects a lack of food was a factor in its death. Last month, a dead gray whale washed up on a beach near Florence. I'm Brian Behuth in Newport.
A year and a half after fiber optic cable was laid along the path of Highway 6 in Tillamook County and neighboring counties, contractors from Verizon are now installing cell phone towers. The project will bring cellular services to some areas where currently there isn't any. Verizon has said the project represents the company's commitment to adding service for high traffic and high crash areas, and to address digital equity issues. In 2024, Verizon entered into lease agreements with Tillamook County for two tower sites. As of now, there appear to be 9 total towers between milepost 7 and 27. In February, a spokesperson for Verizon told the Tillamook Headlight Herald that 5G service would be added along the route, but was unable to provide a more specific timeline. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Ecola State Park in Clatsop County has reopened as of last week following a landslide in December. The park stretches along 9 miles of coastline between Seaside and Cannon Beach and is a popular recreational area. But access to the park has frequently been complicated by landslides, usually triggered during winter storms. In the past, the state has explored the possibility of alternate routes into the park. Following this most recent closure, the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department thanked people for their patience and welcomed them back to the park. Local and regional news on KMUN is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Department. You can send us news tips or story ideas by emailing news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. You can also call us during regular business hours at 503-325-0010. To provide general feedback on our programming here at KMUN, email feedback@kmun.org. That's feedback@kmun.org. You're listening to KMUN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Virginia voters head to the polls April 21st to weigh in on a constitutional amendment authorizing mid-decade redistricting, a response to additional red state congressional seats requested by President Donald Trump. Polling shows it's close and millions are being spent on both sides. Virginia's legislature is likely to gerrymander another 4 liberal-leaning districts, giving Democrats 10 congressional seats to only 1 GOP seat. The ballot question is in response to GOP gerrymandering in Texas, Missouri, North Carolina, and imminently in Florida. The state summary of the question reads, "A yes vote would allow the General Assembly to redraw Virginia's congressional districts, since other states have done so, in addition to giving effect to the proposed district map in time for the 2026 congressional elections, and return the responsibility of drawing the congressional districts in 2031 to the Virginia Redistricting Commission." A no vote would leave the authority to draw congressional districts with the Virginia Redistricting Commission once a decade, and Virginia's current districts would remain in place. Both pro and con forces have spent millions on the campaign, and an April 3rd Washington Post Schar School poll suggests 52% of likely voters will vote yes on the measure. The last day for voter registration or updates is April 14th. We've linked to more on the ballot question at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to KMUN.